devotional is called Joseph, from pit to palace to prison to palace. Today we want to look at the lessons for us that we can learn from the life of Joseph in the book of Genesis. We will briefly look at the three P's of Joseph's life. That is the pit, the palace, and the prison. In this familiar story, because of jealousy, Joseph was put in a pit and sold by his brothers to a high-ranking Egyptian named Potiphar. God blessed at this time, Joseph was in charge of the palace of Potiphar. Joseph excelled in his time with Potiphar and became one of Potiphar's most trusted servants. And he was put in charge of his household. Potiphar could see that whatever Joseph did, God looked favorably on him, and he prospered in all that he did. Unfortunately, Potiphar's wife attempted to seduce him. Joseph consistently refused her advances. One day, Potiphar's wife caught Joseph by the cloak and again made sexual advances. Joseph fled, leaving his coat in her hand. In anger, she falsely accused Joseph of attempting rape, and Potiphar put him in prison. Through several miracles, Joseph was returned to his position in the palace. From pit to prison to palace, Joseph was again blessed by God. Joseph interpreted the dream of two of his fellow prisoners, and both dreams proved to be true. The king summoned Joseph and related his dreams for wisdom. Joseph was made a ruler in Egypt, second only to the king. Joseph was in charge of storing up food during the years of abundance to be used during the time of famine. Joseph went from pit to prison to palace. From Joseph's point of view, what lessons can we learn from the life of Joseph for today? First, from the pit. Joseph did not hate his brothers for throwing him into a pit for dead, but embraced them once the brothers were revealed. Love covers a multitude of sins, and Joseph forgave his brother for selling him to travelers. What about us? Are there members of your family that you need to love again? The greatest institution in the world is the family. Psalm 133, verse 1 says, "Behold how good it is for when brothers dwell in unity." Second lesson from Joseph's life. This is called jail time. Joseph trusted in God, and his faith in God never faltered. Joseph remained celibate even though Potiphar's wife was beautiful and could have been tempted to sleep with her, but he maintained his testimony. The flesh is very powerful and has caused the fall of many of the men in ministry and others as well. What often starts as a flirt ends up as a disaster. What seems so easy to start is very hard to undo. God may forgive you, but your nervous system won't. Remember, your conscience has to go to sleep before you do. Best to go to bed with a clear conscience. When in prison, Joseph did not moan or complain, nor did he blame God for his circumstance being wrongly put in jail. Like Job said in chapter 1, verse 22, Job did not complain or blame God for anything. That was Joseph's story as well. He didn't blame God for anything. We're too quick to say, "Why God?" when we should be learning to say, "I trust God." Third, the palace. Joseph did not let his success in the government inflate his ego. He did not fall to the temptation to take some of the glory and praise for himself. Joseph gave God glory before the Pharaoh, saying, "I cannot interpret your dreams, but God can." Pharaoh responded by giving Joseph the number two position in the Egyptian kingdom. For us, there is no room for rock star pastors or for inflated church members' egos. Remember, the bigger the head, the smaller the heart. Give back to God the glory he gave you in the first place. What do we learn about God from these three incidences in the life of Joseph? Joseph's story shows us that when we fix our eye or glaze on God and choose to rely on him, even the heaviest situations can be made lighter. Remember that God causes all things together to work for good to those who love him. Romans 8:28. How many of life's lessons have you learned through the school of hard knocks? I've certainly learned a few things that way. They make great testimonies and stories if you survive, but I don't recommend pursuing that as a course for your education. There's a better way. God's word is full of good and bad experiences of men and women of old. Place these as examples for you and me. I decided long ago that a study of those examples is a much better way and a lot less painful way to learn. Only God can bring you to the place where of hope and healing that you may be searching for. Joseph's story shows us that when we fix our gaze on God and choose to rely on Him, even the heaviest situations can be made lighter. If you end up in a difficult situation, rely on God to bring you through. Rely on God to bring you through the pit, the prison, and the palace. Trust in God to bring you through. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this story from Joseph. We pray that you'll help us to be strong in our walk with you. And when we face troubles every day, pray that you will think of you and pray to you and just follow you in every way that we can. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.